Welcome to the Teachers Life Podcast, episode 16. Trying to make light of some news my wife and I have gotten. But still probably appropriate to play some melancholy music. Reflective music. Every single time I hear of talk about the economic hardships and all these people getting laid off, every time that comes around, every so often, I never have known even one person that has been laid off from their job. I don't know why that is, but I've never known anybody that's come to me and said, yeah, you know, I just lost my job. And it's always some figure I hear on the radio, like, you know, 70,000 people lost their job this week. And in the previous episode, I was talking about how my district just laid off, or the district I live by laid off 200 teachers. And every day I listen to NPR, and it's like another 200 from this district, another 300 from this district. Long story short, my wife is a first-year teacher, and she has been handed the pink slip, the dreaded pink slip. So basically the way it goes is that they're cutting all first-year teachers. And I heard this, and I called my wife after school, and I'm like, so have you heard? Have you talked to your principal? And she's like, no, what's going on? I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to have to tell her over the phone. So I told her, and she was with her team has three first-year teachers. So she got off the phone and called me back later after the principal did, in fact, meet with her. And as I was waiting for her to get home, it was very interesting. I was trying to think trying to figure out how to feel about the situation. What am I going to say to her? And the whole time, my initial reaction was not one of panic about paying bills or whatever, because her dad owns a business, and if she needed some money, you know, she could work for him doing some odd jobs around the office, and we would be fine in that department. Not like a lot of people. This hits a lot of people, and they completely don't know what to do. And my initial thought was not that. It was more of, I know that she really likes teaching, and I know that she will be crushed having to take down her room and possibly buy a storage unit and put all the stuff in there. That was going to be the hardest thing. So that was about a month ago. Hence, no episodes for about a month. But basically, we stand at her job will be open. And they take all the first-year teachers, put them in a little pool. And once they figured out the Arizona legislature, if you guys aren't in Arizona, good for you. I think we're ranked 50th now out of all the states for funding for education. But they take all of the teachers and then put them in a pool and then rehire by hire date with any possible openings. So we're still a little optimistic. She was hired rather early in May of last year. So we still think that there's still a chance that she might get it back. But we keep getting news reports from the district. There's my phone. And look at who it is. It's my wife. Do I take this? I have to take it. You're going to have to hang on. I'm going to have to stop this. Thank you for waiting. my wife calls me, and she just went and got a massage and is now headed down to church to play some violin for Easter tomorrow. And she was asking what I was doing. I was like, I was finishing taxes, and we just bought a house. So one good thing is that we're getting a lot of money back for taxes. Could not be a better time for that. And with the stimulus package and being a first-time home buyer, getting a lot of money back. And, you know, just like everything else, the first comment from her and from me was, yeah, we should probably put some of that away, being that, you know, she just said, yeah, we should probably put that away because I may not have a job. It almost permeates everything that we do, every decision. Hey, you want to go get something to eat? Ah, well, I don't know if we should. So it really is terrible. And we are lucky enough to not be in the position of losing a house or of not being able to pay bills, because we'll be able to do it. But still, not fun at all to have a passion for a job and then somebody tell you that you can't do it. So, yeah, not good times. Anyways, you know, and you think you get laid off and, okay, well, I'll just find another job until, you know, I can get back into the classroom. Well, that's pretty hard because there's thousands of other people just like her that are also needing a job. So, you know, she could work in a preschool or a daycare place, but just in Phoenix alone, you know, I'm doing my my math here, crunching the numbers. There's thousands of teachers that have been laid off, and that's just in Phoenix, and they're all having to do something. So, quite interesting. And as for me, I will still have a job, but we have 5 second grade teachers this year, and I originally thought I was moving up. Principal said, you're not going to be moving up. You're going to be staying. And so I was a little bummed because I always wanted older kids, 5th, 6th grade. But I'll still be in 2nd, which is it's fine. But they may cut us down to 3 teachers, and I'm 3rd in line, so I'll be okay. But my class size, they said, will probably raise from 18 to about 28 next year. 28 second graders. I know I'm not the only person that will be doing that. There's plenty of other teachers around the country that have that many kids, especially the older grades, but in primary grades, 28. Are you kidding me? 18 is enough to try to efficiently teach, and now I'm going to have to do 28. It's impossible for me to keep track of everybody's writing and writing workshop, making sure I have, you know, cover everybody's reading. You know, it's just, it's going to be impossible. So, and the kindergarten teachers don't even have aides next year, and they're going to have like 26 kindergartners. That is a complete joke. And if you have any comments about that, please shoot me an email at theteacherslife@gmail.com, or you can call the hotline, which can be seen at theteacherslifeblog.blogspot.com. On a lighter note, I have a teacher, several teachers actually, that have daughters or sons that either are older and are in 4th and 5th grade and go to the school or go to the junior high that's right next door. And so one teacher on my team, 2nd grade team, has a son, 2 sons actually. One goes to another school, but another one is in 8th grade at the junior high right next door. So he shows up excuse me, with her before school, so we have about 10 minutes to talk, and I have taken this kid under my wing and to try to teach him guitar, and he is an absolute natural at it, and it's just been amazing watching him play. I've been teaching him real simple songs, you know, but he's picked it up really quickly, and we only have about 10 minutes for some lessons. And so I've been teaching him the past, you know, month or two, and he's really starting to get good. It's been amazing watching him. But the other day, we were sitting there, and I was like, okay, what songs do you want to learn now? And he's like, well, I really like the Eagles. And so I was like, okay, well, Hotel California is good. And he's like, oh, yeah, I love that song. I was like, so I started playing the chords for him, you know, the opening, you know, that the little cool opening chords. Right, and I stopped and I said, you know what, Billy, I'll call him, you know what's good about this song? I'm going to tell you right now. The women love it. He's like, what are you talking about? I said, if you play this song, it gets girls' attention. just watch. And so I call in the teacher from next door, and I start talking about some school stuff. I kind of look at him out of the corner of my eye like, okay, just wait. Here's our experiment here. And so we get done talking about whatever it was, and then I start playing, you know, like. And then all of a sudden she's like, oh, I love this song. I just keep playing. I keep looking at him, and he's just smiling at me. And the part where it goes, do 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 do, you know. And she just about melted. Oh, I love that song. Oh, play it again, play it again. And then another female teacher came in, and I played it again. Oh gosh, I love that song. Such a pretty song. I really think I made a huge impact on him. Talk about a motivator, an external motivator to keep playing guitar. Well, that's it. I'm going to keep it short this week. Plenty of things going on. And thanks for listening. It's been a while since I had an episode, and this episode's really short. Got a lot of things to do. I applied for summer school because of the news. And I didn't get it. They interviewed, and I got an email back saying, due to the record amount of people interviewing, we cannot guarantee you a spot. To be honest, I wasn't crushed. We'll be fine. And that just means that I have even a longer summer. At least I tried. I can't say that I didn't. But, yeah, 5 weeks, 6 weeks left. Can't wait. And hope everybody's doing well. Haven't heard from anybody in a while. Please contact me if you got anything you want to add to the show or just comments about anything I ever talk about. You can do that, like I said, theteacherslife@gmail.com or go to theteachersliferblog.blogspot.com. Call the hotline. Add in a comment. I would love any feedback or any additions to the show. Thank you so much. Happy holiday. If you celebrate Easter, if not, happy Sunday. Have a good rest of the week. Goodbye. Up. That's what I told him. Bye.